Okay, weird stuff is starting to happen here already. It's not even the twilight hours yet, but weird stuff is going on, and weird things happen here over the holidays. But we're gonna keep going. We're gonna hope that weird stuff doesn't slow us down any. I got so much stuff I want to play. I should stop talking. Still going through my best of the year list for shows, and there's four left, I guess. The first one, August 15th, a show here, and it's got a bit of a sentimental edge to it. Honestly, I think it's a wonderfully entertaining show, just so well paced and so well done. But this year, I had the wonderful opportunity to take my youngest son Jeremy to his first big rock concert at the Walker Theater in August, and just like, I don't know how it worked out, but when Alicia went to her first big rock show, I took her to see this guy. When Carter went to his first big rock show, I took him to see this guy, and then Jeremy, now 8 years old, took him to see this show, and it was a bit of a gamble. Actually, I guess he was seven at the time. Bit of a gamble because I didn't know whether he'd be able to sit long enough, whether he'd really enjoy it, whether it was just there was a lot of pressure because it had been so successful with two older children, and now the last one, was it going to fail? Was it going to bomb? And much to my delight, it was an absolutely wonderful, wonderful time. Just had the time of my life taking my boy to see Weird Al, August the 15th. And, not musically the most amazing show of the year, but it's such a fun show. It's such a fun time. And just being there with Jeremy and having him love that show as much as he did was something I hope I never forget. That was pretty special. So that had to be on the list for sure. Then there's three left, all out of town. We'll get to the top, but a couple of my favorite bands. When I first started realizing that there was great music out there that I didn't hear on the radio, early '90s, and two Canadian bands were at the forefront of that. And this year I got to see them both in their hometowns in front of a hugely appreciative audiences. One just wrapping up an amazing career, did their final shows in their hometown, got to go see that, and was part of just a powerfully emotional, wonderful time. We'll play you something from the great Spirit of the West, who have been a part of my life for a long, long time, and it's sad and tragic that they are no more. But what an unbelievable honor and a pleasure to be at the Commodore Ballroom August 15th and 16th to see Spirit of the West. Call it a career. We'll play you something from them. But on the other end of the spectrum, a band who already had their big emotional farewell and now seems to be back. And I'd already seen them back together last year, and they were fine. They were swell. They were great. But this year, I went to see them again in Toronto, and there was just something special in the water. This time it wasn't so much about the reunion. It was there's a lot of new music, and the bond seems to be stronger and better than ever. They all look amazing and played amazing and just seemed to be having a great time, and it was just it was a triumphant return for the mighty, mighty Rio Statics. And this is one of my favorite highlights from those two shows, which just happened in Toronto December 9th and 10th. The return of the Rio Statics. Oh, after that build-up, I had to screw it up, of course. Here, let's push that. Now let's try.
The minute you shake your head, you ran for the mirror, but slipped in the clippings. You sat in your nest and cried like a baby would. Why am I, why am I, why then? What is a, what is a monster to do?
when your teeth are so new and your tongue is for licking. Spent you fell down to the floor, and Dopey, you giggled, rolled sideways and turned on the stereo. White noise on the radio felt like a weird movie. Made sure the door was not open. Made sure the blinds were all closed. Gathered a pillow and took off your clothes. Oh. Each piece that fell to the floor. Each piece that showed a bit more of your skin lay back to your bed, so touched to the cool sheets. And I am a knight. That's such a
the tree, scour the nations being choked by weeds and vines. Looky here, the old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be, no, no. Looky here, the old gray mare, he's all he's cracked up to be. Scour the house, get the wig, shake the tree.
Roy Steger, you are listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio on 101.5 UMFM.
Something that'll break my heart into something that'll break my heart. found you walking out on a cold December night. The frost lay low, the clouds followed as you disappeared from sight. Let the wicked wind take you away.
You know, I've been to a lot of festivals, and I'm a guy who can usually find fault with just about anything and anybody. But there are a few festivals that have seemed to get it absolutely perfect. The Trout Forest Music Festival, which we talked about before, is about as perfect as it gets. It's just it's an unbelievable time full of great talent. Love that festival. The Interstellar Rodeo last year seemed to knock it out of the park in a way that it was almost hard to believe that a first-year festival could get everything so right. Sorry I had to miss it this year, but looking forward to next year when I can catch both for sure. But the best festival that I've ever been to, perhaps the best festival that's ever happened anywhere, something called the Static Roots Festival. I got to go all the way over to Germany, basically overnight this year. I went there, got there just in time for, there was kind of a pre-festival night, the night before the actual festival, and I got to see that, and that was pretty swell. The big festival happened June 10th, 2016. Was that right? I think that's right. And it was an June 11th. And it was a pretty unbelievable thing. First of all, like everything was taken care of for you. They had this amazing burger truck parked outside called Burgers and So. And you could just go up and get as many burgers as you wanted. That's, you know, free burgers is pretty much the key to a great festival, if you ask me. But inside there was pretzels, there's great German beer, there was tons of candy and sweets, and this amazing, beautiful cake designed by Tiff Bartel. And a musical lineup that I just, you know, on paper, I didn't really know a lot of the people who were playing at the festival. The Midnight Union Band was there. Melogian was there. Daniel Romano was supposed to be there, but he didn't show up. Schmuck. Leroy Stagger was there. John Bleck and the Rats were there. And, really of those, like I knew, what's his face, Romano. I'm not a huge fan, so I personally didn't mind that he didn't show up. I knew Stagger, of course, and Stagger was there with his latest band, which I'm here to tell you is absolutely his best band ever. Just an unbelievable lineup. So that right there was good enough for me to have the time of my life. We heard some Leroy Stagger in there, actually something beautiful from his latest record, Dream It All Away. He's got a new record coming out this year on True North Records. From what I've heard of it, it's going to be an absolute dynamite thing. The real revelation for me was the band we just heard there, John Bleck and the Rats. From their latest record, Borders, we heard Wandering Child. This was just, it was a show that I didn't know anything about John Bleck and the Rats, and I kind of kept myself ignorant for a couple of reasons going in, and that allowed me to just be absolutely blown away by this show. I just thought it was one of the greatest shows I've ever seen in my life, and it was just so exciting, and they're so great, and I'm such a huge, huge fan now. And it turns out they're playing the second edition of the Static Roots Festival coming up in 2017. I'm going to have to find my way over there for sure for that, because they're so great. My goal in life is to, spread Willie P. Bennett music and to introduce people to John Bleck and the Rats, I think. I love them. Anyways, we also heard in there, holy cow, Spirit of the West, D for Democracy, from the album Go Figure. I have, I'm told that Santa's bringing me an autographed copy of that record. Oh, I can hardly wait. Oh, I've been watching the mailbox. Ran out to the mailbox today thinking, oh, is this it? No, it's not it. Maybe tomorrow. So excited. The Spirit of the West, they did their final shows due to the unfortunate condition of lead singer John Mann and his early onset Alzheimer's. He was still in fine, fine form. There was nothing sad about John Mann, that's for sure. He still put on an absolute dynamite performance. There were some songs that he couldn't do. They had some special guests come in for some of the older songs that I guess just weren't there for John anymore, including that one right there, D for Democracy, which is a song they hadn't done for years. And then at the Friday show at the Commodore Ballroom, Steve Page came up and absolutely blew me away on that song. He just did it so well. Unbelievable. The next night, Matthew Harder did it. Winnipeg's own Matthew Harder, and he's great, don't get me wrong. Maybe not as special as the Steve Page version. Just a wonderful, wonderful show, and what an unbelievable honor to be in attendance for those shows, also featuring our pals Odds on those shows. We also heard in there the Real Statics. They made a triumphant return to the Horseshoe Tavern in Toronto 4 years ago, 2012. I made a journey. They were supposed to reunite and play three or four shows of the Horseshoe, and just before I was about to leave, they canceled the damn things, and so this dark cloud hung over the shows and the band and the legacy and just everything, and it was just so sad. But this year they came back to make good on those shows, and they were just they're better than ever. So all is forgiven, that's for sure. This is Steel Belted Radio, by the way, where we ramble on a whole lot. But thanks for listening. If there's something you want to hear, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. That is the best shows that happened in the world this year. If you have your favorites, I'd love to hear them. Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. You can weigh in on the Facebook, on the Twitter, whatever you need. What else is I going to say? I don't know. We're just going to start playing music. I brought in a bunch of old stuff, but you know what I want to do today? Every year, it seems, we do a cheesy tribute to this guy on the anniversary of his death, because there's so many songs about this guy dying that it's too easy to do it when he dies. But today happens to be his birthday, so we're not going to play the songs about him dying. We're just gonna listen to a few songs featuring the unbelievable voice. He would have been 74 years old today, born in 1942 in Simcoe, Ontario. We're talking about the angelic voice of the great Rick Danko. I'm reading the Robbie Robertson book right now, Testimony, just hooked on it. I know T-Bar's listening, but holy cow, do I love this book. Thank you for that. And I'm just, you know, Rick's just entered the picture where I am in the book, and he doesn't say as much about Rick. He sure is flattering to Levon, that's for sure. now that Levon's dead, they don't have to fight anymore. They can just pretend that they loved one another. It's a marvelous thing. What am I talking about? Oh yeah, Rick Danko and the band. It's his happy birthday, Rick.
Thank you. send you away, the unfaithful servant. You don't have to say you're sorry if you'd done it just for the spite. Or did you do it just for the glory? Like a stranger, you turned your back, left your key, and gone to pack. Bear in mind who's to blame and all the shame. She really cared the time she spared and the home you shared. Unfaithful servant.
Spotlight. Oh, and we get to gotta start all over again. I've got fire water right on my breath, and the doctor warned me I might catch a death. He said you can make it in your disguise, just never show the fear that's in your eyes. See the man with the stage fright, just standing up there to give it all his might. He got caught in the spotlight, but when we get to the end, he wants to start all over again. Now if he says that he's afraid, take him at his word. And for the price that the poor boy has paid, he gets to sing just like a bird.
Watch me walk.
Track there from the great Rick Danko and the band from the album Jericho. That's Too Soon Gone. Rick Danko definitely was too soon gone, that's for sure. What a tremendous voice. One of the greatest voices of all time, I'll tell you. That's Too Soon Gone. Before that, we heard Stage Fright, title track to that fabulous record. We heard a song called The Unfaithful Servant from the self-titled record from the band, and probably Rick Danko's signature song, It Makes No Difference, from Northern Lights, Southern Cross. And happy birthday, Rick Danko, wherever you are. I hope you're having a great time. And thank you for sharing your gift. Here's a couple of songs. I wanted to pay tribute to this guy for no apparent reason. It's not his birthday. It's not the anniversary of his death. It's just a guy that I love that I never really get to play. And I realize there are a couple of easy band connections here. We're going to play a song by the great Ronnie Hawkins, Rompin' Ronnie Hawkins, who really pulled the band together and gave them their start in just a minute. But first, how about a cover of a great band song? And this is one of those songs that I've said many times, nobody needs to cover ever again. And for good reason. It's been done, okay? We don't need any other covers of this ever again. But some of the ones that do exist are pretty marvelous, including this one right here. It's by Aretha Franklin, and it features a guy who we're going to hear on guitar on the next few songs, just because I love him so much. His name was Duane Allman.
Need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a girl might find a bed?
Can you tell me?
Just grinned and shook my hand, and that was all he said. Up my bag, I went looking for a place to hide, but I was coming in the devil, walking side by side. I said, hey, coming, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I gotta go, but my friend can stick around. Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Fanny.
tell me your troubles. I got troubles of my own. Don't tell me your troubles. Just leave me alone. Leave me alone. Go on home. Tell it to a friend. I got troubles of my own. You say your sweet love left you. What you think about me? Got the same old heartache, same old misery. Leave me alone. Go on home. Tell it to a friend. I got troubles of my own. It happens to the best of us. That's what they always say. Take it, baby, like a man. Don't throw it away. You tell me that she's no good. She's the meanest she can be. It's written all over your lonesome face. Any heartbreak fool can see. Leave me alone. Go on home. Tell it to a friend. I got troubles of my own. That's what they always say. Take it, baby, like a man. Don't throw it away. You tell me that she's no good. She's the meanest she can be. It's written all over your lonesome face. Any heartbreak fool can see. Leave me alone. Go on home. Tell it to a friend. I got troubles of my own. Troubles of my own.
Derek and the Dominoes there from the album Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs. Oh, just can't get enough of that one. That is just a beautiful, beautiful thing. That features, of course, Eric Clapton and the late, great Duane Allman on their cover of Jimi Hendrix's Little Wing. Just outstanding, phenomenal stuff there. I just I love that record. That's one of my favorite records of all time, you know, thanks to our pal, my pal, Mark, for getting that into my hands years ago. I heard Ronnie Hawkins in there with a song called Don't Tell Me Your Troubles. That featured Duane Allman. That was from Duane Allman, an Anthology Volume 2, which for some reason I left the receipt when I bought it inside the thing. Bought it in 2001 in Calgary at A&B Sound. I paid $27.99. That would have been a princely sum in 2001, but well worth it indeed. Considering the most expensive other record I bought was $9.29. I'm thinking that was a bit of an investment there 15 years ago. What would I have been doing in Calgary 15 years ago? Good stuff. Good stuff. And we heard Aretha Franklin in there with her version of The Wait featuring Duane Allman from Duane Allman and Anthology Volume 1.